again and welcome to PCP 396 with me, Pete Kergel, coming to you from the wet and somewhat miserable Linfield. It's been a bit of a change in the weather since the last few days. We had wonderful weather just at the start of the Easter break, and then it all got miserable after that, which is a bit of a shame, really. Primarily because my wife has now got her hands on what we call in the UK an allotment. And if you're not quite sure what an allotment is, it's a bit like a sort of garden plot that people use to grow vegetables and fruit and that sort of thing. And she's been after one of these for a long time, and you have to be on the waiting list for at least, well, okay, it's 5 years to get a hand on one of these things. And they've taken a rather big allotment that was left by someone who's died, and broken up into four, which is rather good because it's just about the right size for her. And she's very happy, wants to get out there and play. And of course, there's nothing but pee down since then, which is a bit disappointing, really. So sad for her. So playing a bit of Irish jiggy music to sort of get you going. That was our first track. It's called Paddy in Zululand, as you can tell, a bit of sort of Irish mashed up with African styles by Eileen Ivers. And you can find Eileen Ivers at, what's her link called? EileenIvers.com is where you'll find her. She is from New York, in the US. And I got that from Rock, Paper, Scissors. I did quite a few tracks from for this particular show, and rather good they are too. So I shall play you another one. Not from that, but from our fantastic, I love this label, Ringe Raja Records, based in Germany. This is from someone actually based in the same town, Karlsruhe, the Mannheim area of Germany. It's called Two Cafe, the remix by Massel. excellent stuff. The label is called Ringe Raja Records, specialists in that kind of jungle and madness of that variety, and I do love it. So that's what I played for you. That was Two Cafe, the remix by Massel. You can find Massel at soundcloud.com/Massel, M-A-S-S-L. I think it's W-S-S-L question mark, actually. Let me just check. Something very strange going on here. I'm not quite sure what. But let me try again. Yes, it is soundcloud.com/Massel question mark from Karlsruhe, Mannheim area of Germany. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Really enjoyed that. This is something different again. This is DJ Mad Science. He is based in the US. I'm not quite sure exactly where. You can find him at djmadscience.com. This is a track called Everywhere I Go.
Everywhere I go.
Okay, so that was Everywhere I Go by DJ Mad Science from somewhere in the US. Got quite a nice looking new website of his, djmadscience.com is where you'll find him. I picked that up from iO.promonet. Rather good stuff. I thought I'd play that for you because it's rather interesting. And that's what I do here. That's all I do here, is just play stuff I think is interesting. It's a great job. Love it. Thanks for listening. I do hope you've enjoyed the show. There were, 395 other shows to go, and it'll soon be 400 if that is an anniversary worth pursuing. I don't know. Should I do something? What do you got any suggestions I should do something for the 400th show? Let me know. PeteGalCogle@gmail.com is where you'll find me, of course. Let me know if there's something interesting you think I should do. Or any interesting person I should talk to, or any interesting music I should have listened to. I'm always up there for a bit of a recommendation, so drop it in whenever you can. Now, this is an artist or a band called Philistine. That's Philastine, based in Los Angeles in California, originally from Los Angeles in California, rather, now based in Barcelona in Spain. Another one from Rock Paper Scissors. This track is called Skirmish. Step it up. Some very interesting broken beats, if that's what you could call it, from Philistine there, or Philistine, philistine.com, philistine.com. As I said, based in Barcelona in Spain at the moment. That particular track is called Skirmish. I should probably have made some more tracks from that album because it's rather good. Got that from Rock Paper Scissors as well. Very good stuff indeed. Now, this next band are called the Everyone Orchestra, and they've got a suggestion, perhaps an offer you can't refuse.
Take off your clothes and come into the basement.
Taken a few clothes, well, if you insist, by Everyone Orchestra from Portland in Oregon in the US. Find them at everyoneorchestra.com. Got that from Rock Paper Scissors as well. Very good, very good. Next track is something from one of our old friends. He's been putting some stuff together. Various different names, various different incarnations of this particular chap. You'll usually find them as one part of Secret Archives of the Vatican. You occasionally find them as Souk Dragon, but his other alter ego is Thousand Yard Prayer. He comes from Croydon. His name's Vince. This is Mughal. We'll be right back. track there called Mughal by Thousand Yard Prayer from Croydon, of course, England. You can find it at brokendrumrecords.com. That particular track is from an unreleased album, untitled album, I think, at the moment, from him. So that will be coming along soon, and we'll tell you more about it when we get more details. So good stuff, good stuff. Let's stay with a sort of Middle Eastern feel. This is Muasha by Marcel Khalif. He is based in the Lebanon, and you can find him at marcelkhalif.com.
الفرس
Fabulous. Hope you enjoyed that. That was Mouachar by Marcel Khalif. He is based in Lebanon. He's an oud player, as you can tell. And I got that also from Rock Paper Scissors. I think that's four tracks this week from Rock Paper Scissors. It's a good resource. I like it. Every now and again, I go back and find a few more. And they do Panda and... Panda is not the right word, cater for the Middle Eastern influenced music that I do like to play on this show. So good stuff. Let's leave now with one extra last track. I'll tell you more about it at the end. Have a listen to it and see if it reminds you of anything. It certainly reminds me of something going back to the mid-1980s. Now, is it just me, or does that give you a reminiscent, a bit of a hint of Free Nelson Mandela? The chap that they were playing an awful lot in the mid-1980s before he was, in fact, released. It certainly reminds me of that, but I don't know if that's intentional or just purely coincidental, but good stuff it was too. Love and Freedom by the San Francisco Music Club is that particular track. Wonderful stuff, really enjoyed that. I think it's one of those things that you never forget, certainly do you, certain moments like the freeing of Nelson Mandela. I remember that particularly well because my wife was in hospital for a checkup and I was there too, just before we had the birth of our son Mikey. And we were just, you know, in the day room watching the thing, and there was Nelson Mandela coming out of Robben Island Prison. A sort of thing I'll never forget, a bit like one of those events where you say, where were you when such and such happened? But yeah, good stuff, good stuff. And of course, the great man is still alive. I'm not quite sure how good his health is these days, but 22 years later, he's still on there. Fantastic. Right, that's it for me. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you want to come back next week, I've probably got a completely different set of different weird and wonderful pieces of music that I'm hopefully will enjoy playing for you, and hopefully you will enjoy listening to. In the meantime, thank you very much for getting this far, and I'll see you soon, folks. Ta-da!